bringing Christ to the nations and the nations to the church. Daily devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries.
God is at work. By Dr. Oswald Hoffman, former speaker of the Lutheran Hour, for Saturday, April 18th, 2020. The text is Lamentations chapter 3, verses 17 through 26. My soul is bereft of peace. I have forgotten what happiness is. And so I say, my endurance has perished. So has my hope from the Lord. Remember my affliction and my wanderings, wormwood and the gall. My soul continually remembers it and is bowed down within me. But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. It is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. No matter how tough things may look, the mercies of God are new every day. They are new every day of the year for those who put their trust in him. Things don't look good in our world right now. They look bad enough to make some people wonder whether there is a God at all. Others wonder if there is a God, does he really care about the world that we live in? When one looks at circumstances and nothing more, it's very easy to get in the frame of mind of the author of Lamentations. For the most part, today's headlines are filled with bad news. And if we're not worried about that, we have our own little worlds to fret about. Our families, our jobs, our relationships with the people that we work with, people that we live with. It can be overwhelming, and sometimes is. Sadly, but not surprisingly, the true malady behind all our worldly woes is sin. While crises in the world will come and go, leaving their impact on our lives, the sin that we carry from birth must be dealt with. This means whether times are good or bad, our sin persists like a cancer that will not go away unless it is somehow addressed and eliminated. This is where Jesus comes in. Like a ray of sunlight in the midst of a storm, like the sharp, clear note of the trumpet in the howling wind, there is always hope for the nations of the world. Great is the faithfulness of our God. The love of God for the world has never been clearer than in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. In Christ, everyone can see the love of God at work. God acts in Jesus Christ. He was raised from the dead, and today he lives. He was raised for you, so that you might put your faith and trust in him, so that you can receive forgiveness for your sins, every last one of them, and so you can know God's full and unconditional pardon for your rebellion. God's mercies are new today and every day. In Christ, there is a new start, a fresh start. There is forgiveness and the power to be what you could never be without him. A new creation, redeemed by God, and given hope to face whatever you encounter in the world. We pray to him. Heavenly Father, we have a lot to deal with in this life. Give us courage to face the day and a heart of faith to weather the storms of this world through you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's daily devotion. We invite you to stay with us for a moment longer for this week's special message in this time of uncertainty. Here's the speaker of the Lutheran Hour, Dr. Michael Ziegler.
Eric was in his early 40s when he was diagnosed with cancer. And they told him that he had a 50% chance of being dead in 3 years and a 95% chance of not making it another five. And that was 5 years ago. And I asked Eric, what is it like not knowing? And he said to me, it's like there's this monster that you can't see, but it can get you at any time. And this thing has come into your life and it's turned your world upside down and you don't know what tomorrow holds. And if there's any truth to his mantra that whatever gets your attention gets you, then this virus has got us. Eric told me, I basically spent the last 5 years figuring out that Jesus is trustworthy. Eric told me that during these last 5 years when he's been treated for cancer, at one point he got the clear sense that God was speaking directly to him. He said his name. He said, Eric, you're either going to trust you or you're going to trust me. And Eric confessed. He said, I'm either going to go nuts because I realize that I don't have any control over my life, or I can trust that I have a God who controls the world, who has sent Jesus for me, who has defeated death for me, and he knows my name. Jesus the Messiah is risen from the dead, and he knows your name. He loves you, and he says to you, hey, I've got you. I've called you by name so that you can have life in mine.
To listen to the Lutheran Hour or one of our other programs, visit us at lhm.org/podcasts.